Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, man sagt es, Peya, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Aleph. So I drop one or two pieces of tefuah, it goes to the poor people. If I drop three or I don't drop at all, it stays to me, the farmer. Problem is, if I'm not sure, it gets mixed up. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, once again, sagt es, Peya, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Gadish, we have a pile of grain. Shaloi luka tachtav. We made a nice pile, but underneath is leket that the poor didn't have a chance to collect from. Well, that was a mistake. Someone piled up the grain on top of leket. What do I do now? Sagt the Mishnah, kalan ageya ba'aretz. The halacha is, all the tefuah that touches the ground, harehu shalaniyim, that belongs to the poor. Is it all leket? Not necessarily. Chances are very few of the tefuah here is leket. And here I'm saying the whole bottom of the pile, it's touching the ground, belongs to the aniyim. But this is a knas, because the farmer should have been more careful not to pile grain on top of leket before the aniyim had a chance to collect what's theirs. Zakta Batruna, what would be if he piled up wheat on top of leket shel soirim, on top of leket of barley? I know for sure only the barley is leket. So why should the farmer have to give away the wheat that's touching the ground? And the answer is that's the knas. He should have not piled anything on top of the leket. Vaitra zakta heliga mishna ruach shepizra esu amarim. If the stalks of leket that were lying in the field started to blow all over, the wind scattered the bundles. The bundles weren't tied exceptionally well, and now it opened up. So I don't know which is the leket that was laying on the floor or what came from the bundles. Zakta mishna oim demai. So we're going to assess. We're going to estimate. Kama leket hiru'uya lasis. How much leket should have come from this field? There'll always be pieces falling when you're cutting. Each field could be different, depends on the nature of the tefuah. So, bezin's going to come down, or shluchim bezin are going to come down, and they're going to estimate how much leket would have fallen. So, literally, kama leket hiru'uya lasis. How much leket would such a field produce? And v'naisa li'aniyim, that's the amount we're going to give to the aniyim, to the poor people. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you don't have to send anyone down to estimate. Naisa li'aniyim b'chadei nefila. Chacham already gave a formula. How we are mishayr, how we assess the normal amount of leket that falls. So is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel arguing on the Tanna Kamma? Batanur says no. He's just saying the Tanna Kamma says we're going to have to figure out how much fell. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it's not so complicated. There's already a formula. Chazal said 40 kavim of tefuah for every base kar, for every ear that you can plant a base kar of tefuah. All right, so whatever that is. But it's a set amount. There's no need to have to estimate. Some learn that there is a machloikis in the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to the Tanna Kamma, there are certain types of tefuah that are easier to cut. It has to do with how moist it is. The easier it is to cut, the less of a chance things are going to fall. So you have to assess each field on its own. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, no, it doesn't make a difference what type of field it is. It's true, b'metzias, in certain types of fields, more leket is going to fall than others, but we take the average, and that's how much is going to have to be given to the aniyim. So once again, if someone piles up the tefuah over an area where leket was laying there and the aniyim didn't have a chance to take it, we're going to punish this farmer, even if it was b'shoigeg, even if it was someone else who did it, but there's a knas, and that is anything that touches the floor, any part of the pile that touches the floor belongs to the aniyim, even though by all probabilities there wasn't that much leket, and even though he made a pile of wheat over leket of grain, so I can tell what was there from before. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever touches the floor goes to the aniyim. And then we learned that if the wind scatters and opens the bundles, now I don't know which is leket, which was already collected. We're going to assess how much leket this type of field normally produces. Tanna Kamma says you actually have to assess each field. Shem Megamil says there's a standard average amount, and that's the amount that we go with.